You have entered Ghost Town. I hope this finds you well.
Perhaps no other period in this century.
Wherever religious songs and hymns are sung, sooner or later one will hear In the Garden. Occasionally the song has been subjected to a degree of criticism as being too superficial and sentimental. But one wonders, however, if in the controversy, something of true worth has been overlooked and lost. One day near the Easter season in 1912, Mr. C. Austin Miles, a well-known composer and publisher of gospel hymns, was reading from the Bible the story of the first Easter and the coming of Mary Magdalene and others to the tomb in Joseph's garden very early in the morning. Mystified at finding the tomb empty and fearing that someone had taken away the body of her Lord, Mary went further into the garden. Suddenly, she was confronted with a stranger, supposedly the gardener, to whom she said, "If you have borne him hence, tell me, and I will take him away." And then it was that Jesus the gardener spoke her name, and she fell at his feet and worshipped him. The three stanzas of the song paraphrase the conversation between Mary and the now recognized Savior in words so rich and sweet that even the birds hush their singing. Let this song become a message of the victory and fulfillment of Easter, of hope and good cheer, and even of strong faith, so fitting for today. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling, but he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Ask me why I'm a hippie, sleep in a ditch. Now stop, because I'm lazy. No, I just don't want to get rich.
If I plan, hope I land. If hippie I am. If I plan, hope I land. If hippie I am.
Wanna travel this world over, see what I can see. And all I need for gasoline is a little LSD.
If I plan, hope I land, hippie, hippie I am. If I plan, hope I land, hippie, hippie I am.
Now I can make $1 million and eat till I get fat. But then I'll lose that girlie's form, and no, I wouldn't like that.
If I plan, hope I land, hippie, hippie I am. If I plan, hope I land, hippie, hippie I am.
I'd make an excellent banker if I ever wanted to be. But just the thought of an iron cage is too suggestive for me.
If I plan, hope I land, hippie, hippie I am. If I plan, hope I land, hippie, hippie I am.
Now I can eat
dishes, it's just a matter of choice. But when you eat from an old tin can, there is no need to wash.
Hip I plan, hope I land, hip, hip I am. Hip I plan, hope I land, hip, hip I am.
I can't smoke marijuana, it's against the law. But I can drink hard liquor and have myself a brawl.
Hip I plan, hope I land, hip, hip I am. Hip I plan, hope I land, hip, hip I am.
I ask me why I'm a hippie and why I sleep in the ditch. That's not because I'm lazy, no, I just don't want to get rich.
Smell brings tears into his eyes. It brings the tears to my eyes too. I know he'll make me eat his stew. And it's no fun when you gotta eat an onion. It's no fun when you gotta eat an onion. Sometimes when I take a bite of something that I think's all right, onion in my mouth, and Mom won't let me spit it out. She said, it's just a small piece, so don't you fuss. But it will burn if it gets crushed. I chew around it, but I'm stuck. I guess I'll have to swallow. Yuck. Well, it's no fun when you gotta eat an onion. It's no fun when lovers love to tell how much they love that onion smell. How onions make your blood run thinner if you eat them in your dinner. Well, I don't care what someone thinks. If you eat onions, your breath stinks. And you might cause your best friend's death if you say hi with onion breath. Oh, it's no fun when you gotta eat an onion. It's no fun when you gotta eat an onion. Onions raw or onions cooked, or onions tossed or sauced or cooked, with batter fried or onions plain, or onions baked with fancy names, yeah, like au gratin or fondue, or onions hidden in my stew. With eggs or cheese in a souffle, they're still just onions anyway. And it's no fun when you gotta eat an onion. It's no fun when you gotta eat an onion. So kids, remember when you eat, check each mouthful, I repeat, 'cause onions are a grown-up plot. Some kids like onions, I do not. It's no fun when you gotta eat an onion. It's no fun when you gotta eat an onion. It's no fun when you gotta eat an onion. It's no fun when you gotta eat an onion. It's no fun when you gotta eat an onion. It's no fun when you gotta eat an onion.
I'll eat your sandwich. I like onions.
Well, I like you anyway.
Okay, everybody.
Deal.
Who
think we all like different things, huh?
Makes
life okay, everybody.
Oh, thanks.
Who skinned my knee? Who broke my clock? Who tore my sock? Who made this mess? Okay, confess. Ashamed. Okay, everybody, let's have the truth. What made me slip and fall and chip my tooth and bop my toe? I wanna know, how come that tree bumped into me?
Thank you.
up on a robot love. Yeah,
thank you.
You are now leaving Ghost Town. Good night.